Todd Talks.
Boy, one of the toughest things to do is to show love and respect for yourself. So how do you show love and respect to yourself? Boy, that's tricky. That could be a 2 to 3 hour process of trying to express that one, right? But let me share with you a couple of different thoughts on that, because that can be really tricky. But by becoming more loving toward yourself, you'll definitely attract more of the higher, faster energies, right? And what I mean by that is, I always talk about the energies. Everything's based on energy, right? But basically, think high level would be sort of what I call God level, high energy, way up there, beautiful source, creator of all, high energy versus low energy, you know, wow, down low, the low quadrants of sadness, depression, and hatred, and violence, and all that kind of stuff, very low energy. So by becoming more loving toward yourself, you definitely start to attract that higher, faster energy, and you begin to change what's inside of you. In your thoughts, cultivate an inner voice and an attitude that's 100% of the time for you, right? So attitude is really important, and it affects you 100% of the time. So imagine an aspect of yourself that only supports and loves you, right? Imagine if there is that part of you that just literally, its only job is to support and love you. You might schedule a certain time of the day when that's the only thought that you allow yourself to pay attention to. So for example, let's set your alarm for 12 o'clock on the dot, and for 60 seconds you set the timer, and you have to say, support yourself. This is a wonderful exercise. And I'm very serious to try this out. Give yourself a time where you say, okay, for this minute, I am going to shower myself with love and support. Pretend that you are looking on the outside, looking in, and give yourself the love that you want. Support and love. I love you so much. I think you're just a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful person. You're filled with positivity and vibrancy and supporting others, and you do what you love and love what you do, all of that stuff. Spend that moment each day. When it's the only thought that you allow yourself to pay attention to, it trains you to do that. And then gradually this attitude that you have will expand to other people. It starts to spread. First, it becomes a habit in you. Then it starts to spread to other people. Even if you can only do it for a minute or two, you'll begin to receive this energy back, comes back to you, and then ultimately be able to send thoughts of love and joy to everybody else and everything in your world. That's what happens. You start to build from the inside out. That's the key here. So you notice when your thoughts drift into lower energy, of ridicule or guilt or hate, and you change the thought at that very moment, if it's possible, right away, you change that thought. If you're unable to change the thought, then at least love yourself for what you did do, that is, for noticing, right? So sometimes when we fall off the track, don't hate yourself, don't ridicule yourself. Love that part of you that noticed it, because that part of you that noticed it is the real you anyway. More on that later, okay? But don't beat yourself up. Make a pact to remind yourself often of this little secret of not being able to give away anything you don't have inside. Remember, what's deep inside of you, minus all of these obstacles, okay? All of these idiosyncrasies that drive you nuts, right? That's not who you are. Pull away the layers, and what you have is inside of you. It's like an orange. You can only squeeze an orange and make orange juice. Well, deep inside of us, we all have love and respect and dignity and pride and joy and all that stuff. That's what we're really made of. So remember that. You have to make that pact to know that you can't give away anything that you don't have inside. And you do have that inside. Then you work on your personal program of self-love. Like I said, make it a habit. Self-respect. Self-empowerment. Create a huge inventory of what you wish to give away. And what I mean by that is, you start to work on loving yourself, giving yourself that self-love, the self-respect, and self-empowerment, and then plan on giving that away. You can also give stuff away. That's always nice too. Gift giving is wonderful, but giving the gift of love and self-respect and dignity and self-empowerment and all that kind of stuff. That's why I love doing this. I love this whole quest. I've been on for many, many years, almost over 40 years. I hate to admit it, but I'm just getting started. You know, it's fun to give that away, because as I learn it, I like to share it, and that's what you should do, right? So one of the lessons I still continue to learn and practice is that the universe responds with the same energy that we send out to it. If you attract a lot of people who wish to take advantage of you, and you know who I'm talking to, you need to consider what you're doing to attract victimizers into your life. Think about that. You're attracting victimizers into your life, right? If you run into anger a lot, if you get angry a lot, explore the angry thoughts you have inside of you. Where did it come from? Your consciousness is like a machine. It says, gimme, gimme, gimme. I want more, more, more. You're right. It's asking for more. Whatever your consciousness is seeking, you're going to attract all of that demanding energies into your life. And you know if this is true by the number of deadlines not being met, demanding bosses or customers that are angry that you encounter, and the feeling of being a victim. If you send out, give me more to the universe, it will do the same in return. You see what I'm saying? You're sending out this lack, this I'm lacking something, give it back to me in return. That's what you're giving out. If what you give away is self-respect and self-love, the universe, via the attractor energy I talk about a lot, will return the love and respect you've been radiating. It's really so simple. It really is. And remember, you can't give away what you don't have. So you have to, at least I want you to entertain this. And how to show more love and respect to yourself is become that machine of giving it out. Think of yourself as an orb of energy, and you're giving out love and respect and self-love and self-respect and self-empowerment and all of this stuff. Start attracting things that give you power, that give you energy, and stop attracting negativity. The more you attract it, the more you're going to get. And to change it, you simply have to turn it around. So that's basically how to show love and respect for yourself. I'm Todd, a lifetime artist and passionate creative professional with over 30 years of incredible experience. A wellness, martial arts, Zen, and spiritual teacher, imaginative entrepreneur, and honored husband, father, and grandfather. I'm driven to helping others achieve their personal, professional, and spiritual best. You can find me online at toddszen.com or MitchellCreativeGroup.com. Thank you.